absolute disgrace they are. They're an absolute disgrace. Walking on a football pitch at Wembley, giving up, spineless.
He doesn't miss when he aims, Gary Neville. He doesn't miss when he aims. Neither does this man, Daniel Garb, Fox Sports football news hound, and he joins us as he does every week on Time One. Hello, Garby. What did you make of Arsenal in the League Cup?
Hello, Sammy. As Gary Neville put it, they were pathetic, but predictably pathetic. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, that may sound harsh, but they are 27 points in the rears of Manchester City for a reason, because they are just three or four levels below them, and I thought that's exactly how the game would transpire overnight. I mean, Man City are a level or two above the rest of the teams in the top four. Tottenham are closer to Leicester in eighth than they are Tottenham, their rivals, in fourth.
Garby,
they are basically a mid-table team when you look at it that way.
Garby, it's not just the losses, and it's not even the score. It's just the way that they lose, and this has been a trend now under Arsene Wenger for too many years. I mean, it feels like a broken record asking this question, Garby, but how long does Arsene Wenger survive with results like this? It's not good enough from a side that is touting themselves as one of the best in the world.
Of course it's not. And I mean, it's the same story that's been going on time after time. This might be, Sammy, the season and the straw that breaks the camel's back, because they are set, unless they win the Europa League, and on form right now, you can't see them getting past AC Milan in two legs. This might be the season where they miss out on Champions League again, and therefore it breaks the camel's back, and the board says, well, hang on, now the money train's starting to run out. That was the saviour for Arsene Wenger. Top four season after season, the Champions League cash kept coming in, and we're winning the odd trophy, the odd FA Cup here and there. Now that's starting to change. Maybe that'll force his hand, but he's got 1 year left on his contract. And when that's been the case, he's always managed to survive because he has such power at that football club. But, you know, you speak to Arsenal fans, and those comments by Gary Neville, the majority of them, the wise fans at least, say they're not surprised by that. They say this has been coming for a while. They say, we could have told you that 2-3 years ago. It's death by a thousand cuts at the Gunners. It's been happening just a little bit more every single season, and now it's being laid bare by a team that is just of such supreme quality in Manchester City on a big stage like that, big stakes, desperate for a trophy under Pep Guardiola for the first time, and their quality rose to the top. They weren't even at their absolute best, and they still cruised past Arsenal. But obviously reward for them for a wonderful campaign. The first of definitely two trophies, because I'll take the Premier League crown as well, maybe three, if they can win the Champions League.
Yeah, well, getting back to Arsenal, let's call a spade. It was absolute madness when they agreed to re-sign Arsene Wenger, given what his recent results had been. Hey, Garby, what about the other Premier League match overnight? My boys, Chelsea, should have done a lot better than the result suggested. They had their chances. They took the lead through the superb Willian, who is quickly becoming one of the world's most underrated players. But was it a more important win for Manchester United, or was it a bigger loss for Chelsea, do you think?
Oh, probably a bit of both. It was a typical Mourinho-Conte game early on. It was tight, and you could tell it needed an early goal, or it was going to be a pretty drab affair, and Willian provided it. I agree with you. I think he's been fantastic. He was so instrumental, of course, in that performance against Barcelona. But for Chelsea, it falls to either Willian or Hazard. At the moment, there's no one else who's helping out in the final third. Morata's out of form. Giroud's just joined. So when those two aren't firing, and Hazard was blanketed, Mourinho certainly targeted him. There's not enough players stepping up for Chelsea. And Lukaku stepped up for United. That was the story out of that one. Hadn't scored against the top eight teams all season long. Scored one, provided another. So United go back into second. Chelsea sitting in fifth. I mean, the champions could miss out on the Champions League because of what Tottenham did, of course, in the early game at Crystal Palace. Harry Kane delivering again. What an absolute quality striker he is. Just a world-class footballer in every sense of the term.
Yeah, Harry Kane has been very, very good. That's putting it lightly. And unfortunately, Garby, if you're a Chelsea fan, Olivier Giroud still has a little bit too much Arsenal in him. They've got to just train that out of him. Hey, Garby, before we let you go, Melbourne derby this weekend. It's been a mixed bag of results, I guess, for both Melbourne teams over the last couple of weeks. But I mean, what do you make of this game in the early days, looking ahead to it? Because there's a fair bit on the line in a strange way.
There is, and it's going to be interesting because City have been the more consistent team all season, but you still wonder if victory has slightly more quality, especially with City, of course, losing Ross McCormack and Fornaroli not back to his absolute best. But Daniel Arzani picks up the pieces. I mean, he is just an absolute gem, and his first goal was fantastic. Of course, the Melbourne City game changes when they go down to 10 men. And what a narrative it was when Neil Kilkenny, who was forced out of the club by Warren Joyce, scored against his old team. And he almost wanted to run to Warren Joyce's face. And weekend, that was, it was great to see from his point of view, because he would have been through so much to score against the manager who basically didn't give him a chance in his eyes. Meant a lot to him. So that was an interesting story out of that one. But the victory had a really good win against Adelaide. Adelaide went down to 10 men, but the victory took full advantage, but they're up 2-0 before then anyway. Leroy George, what a footballer he is. Second best in the league this season for mine, behind Merzhievski from Sydney FC. I think you give the edge to victory maybe just with the extra bit of quality and attack with the likes of Leroy George and Berisha. But the Melbourne City have been pretty solid more often than not this season. I think it'll be a beauty on Friday night and a really important game going into the finals, because a big stage, whoever can win that, they get a really big boost heading into, of course, the finals games.
Garby, as always, appreciate your time. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Sammy.
Daniel Garb there, the number one man you go to when you want to know about football in this country and abroad. Daniel Garb, of course, from Fox Sports.